Hey guys, it's Ian Caleb, your Binge Worthy Guru, again coming at you with another episode of Binge Worthy Guru, basically telling you what's next to binge. And again, like I always do, my spiel is that, you know, you only watch a show, you get through the first season, second season, third season, you've barely gotten a seat, sleep, barely ate anything, and now the show is over and you have what I always call it, a post-binge depression, PBD. Last time, a few episodes, I said it wrong. And you are depressed because you don't know what else to watch. And you got to wait till next year for the next season to come out of your favorite show. So I'm here to give you other shows that you can watch in the meantime. And today I'm going to cut straight to the chase. I honestly thought I had already did a podcast on this particular show, and I was completely wrong. So I'm glad I am able to do it. I guess I was doing a podcast in my head and I never did it. But this show, I'm going to get straight to it. It's called The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. The show is weird because it's like it did a season, then it did like a special Christmas special, then a special Easter special. I think came out April 5th. And I'm not sure when the next season is going to come out or what they're going to do. But anyway, I'm going to just get straight to it. This is definitely not like the 90s sitcom. This is far from a comedy. This is definitely a dark, serious show. I'm not going to get into who stars in it because I really didn't see enough people in it that I recognize from other movies. But I will say that these kids earn their paychecks. I think the acting is really well. And considering the content of what they're having to deal with, I think it's really good. The people who play Sabrina's aunties, again, I think they did a great job. And as far as the acting, I didn't watch Sabrina the Teenage Witch growing up. I maybe saw an episode or so, but I didn't watch enough to like really compare the way the aunts acted on that show versus this show. But what I will say is that it's really hard to compare a sitcom, a situational comedy, with a drama or with an hour long, 1 hour episodic, which is what Sabrina on Netflix is. Oh, it's on Netflix, by the way. They kept the same elements. There is a black cat, which is the familiar. There are two aunts. I mean, so they stuck with the actual comic, which I believe was an Archie comic. That's what the whole show is based off of, the first one and this one. They did stick to that. And I just think that, oh, another thing, and it's a British show. So, you know, they're speaking, they don't tell you where it takes place, I don't believe, but because they have British accents, I'm going to assume they're somewhere over there. So basically, it's about this teenager, Sabrina, who on her, I want to say 16th birthday, has to sign this book. It's like the Book of Darkness or the Book of the Devil or whatever. And it's basically her renouncing her, or not, I don't want to say renouncing, but it's her basically giving herself over to the Dark Lord. And yes, the Dark Lord is Satan. Let me stop right now and say that if you are Christian, you are not, please don't be offended by me making a statement. If you're I was able to politically correct it. If you are a conservative Christian, you will not like this show. You will not want to watch it. You will not want it played in your house if you are a conservative Christian. If you are an open-minded Christian that likes to watch scary movies, if you're not put off by Satanism or movies where someone is worshiping the devil or that kind of thing, you probably watch this and be okay with it. But I'm warning you, if you are a conservative Christian and you don't like the Lord's name used in vain and things of that nature, if you don't like, you know, that kind of stuff, this show will be highly offensive to you. So I'm warning you now, don't even watch the first episode, because the elements that is being discussed in it is going to offend you. That's all I'm going to say. If I were you, I wouldn't watch it. Everyone else, if you're open-minded and you like that kind of stuff, you're okay with witchcraft and you like watching shows and fantasy shows about witchcraft and witches and things and warlocks and things, you're going to love this show, because they do not, this is one of the first shows I've seen where they are unapologetic in their execution of these characters. They're definitely not thinking about, oh my God, what if we offend somebody who who is Christian or Muslim or Jewish or that kind of thing, they don't care. It's understood that these people worship the devil. So anyway, getting back to what the show is about. So Sabrina, upon her 16th birthday, I believe, has to sign the, she has to make a choice of signing the Book of the Dead. Once you sign the Book of the Dead, is as if you're selling your soul to Satan and you have to do his bidding. That's what makes the witches have their powers and their immortality and that kind of thing. Sabrina is unique because she's half witch and half
human.
I think her dad was a warlock. Her mom was a human. They got together and made her, which was against the rules of witchcraft. Witches can't mate with humans. And that's a whole nother story that's going to come out in the show. I'm not spoiling anything. It's what it is. You'd find that out first episode. So because of that, she has a difficult decision because right now she has her best friend. I mean, I'm not her best friend, her boyfriend, who is 100% human, of course, and her two best friends who are, of course, 100% human. So she's in high school. And if she signs
the Book of the Dead,
she will have to leave that high school with her mortal friends and go to this other school that's specifically for witches. So it's like a high school for witches and warlocks, excuse me. And it teaches them the dark arts and how to do spells and potions and all that other stuff. So she has to make a decision. I'm not going to tell you what her decision is or if she does it or will she do it or that kind of thing, because that's what makes the show so great. Because she's having to make a difficult decision of which part of her life that she wants to leave behind. And if she's able to live both lives, can she still go to this school to be a witch, but also be with her friends and keep her boyfriend? So I think what they did was a great job of just kind of showing that struggle of someone that's being gifted in something, or someone that has the ability to do something, and then you want to be normal and fit in, but you also want to reach this level that you are destined to become. One thing about her that annoyed me, I'm not going to say it annoyed me, but it might annoy you, is that before she goes to this school, she still has these powers. They're kind of there. You're going to school to kind of learn how to harness those powers or be more powerful. So sometimes as she's in school, she does these spells to kind of help her friends. And I'm not going to say they backfire. I'm just going to say that for every spell she does, there's some kind of consequence. And that's what centers around some of these episodes. And sometimes it affects friendships and relationships and things of that nature. What else is going on? Do I want to talk about the villain? That's not important. There is a villain, but I don't really want to get too much into the storyline because I want to get more into the elements of what's going on. So you have, and again, for people that might be offensive, when you go to this school, you know that Baphomet statue where it's like it's on tarot cards, where the half man, half goat dude, and has one hand up doing this, and that goat guy, like, it's the focal point of the school. So you'll see that in every single episode. So that's, again, another situation where if you're a conservative Christian, you're going to see that statue in every episode. And it's creepy. It creeps me out. And I just know that it for someone who's strong in their faith when it comes to that and can't separate the show from watching things that might, you know, that might be offensive to you. So I just want to share that also. In this show, they actually show Satan. He walks. I'm not going to tell you all how he looks, but they do show him. And that's that curiosity of me when I'm watching certain shows. Like, well, if I'm watching supernatural shows, I'm like, I want to know who the person is. I like, you know, shows where, like, if they cast a spell by midnight, the world is going to end. Like, I like the shows or movies where midnight strikes and they don't stop it in time. And then it happens. And then right as it's happening, they stop it. Like, but enough to where you don't just say, oh, someone saved the day. I want to see that. So what I like about this show is that they take you to that level where you see Satan, you see these things unfold, you see what's going on and that kind of thing. It's kind of funny because, like, any kind of colloquial slang where we use God or Jesus, like, oh, thank God for that, or oh, thank Jesus, or for heaven's sake, they invert it and they replace it with Satan or hell or something else. So thank the devil or for hell's sake or that kind of thing. So for me, I chuckle when they do it. Because like I said, they're unapologetic. Like they literally are Satan worshipers. That's their Lord. So the way they break it all down, is really, really, for me, a little bit uncomfortable to watch initially, but I still find it humorous and I have an open mind, so I don't mind watching it. And once you get past that, I just think it's a really good show. It had great elements to it. It did have comedic moments, very, very diverse cast. A lot of, you know, as far as minorities and Caucasians and that kind of thing. So a nice diverse cast, which I like. A strong female lead for you feminists out there, just people in general who want to see a female lead. I like it for that reason because, you know, of course, Sabrina is super, super, super headstrong, sometimes to a fault, but she's super headstrong and she was always wanting to disrupt the status quo with various circumstances and situations on the show. So again, I urge you to watch it. Teenage girl with typical normal teenage girl with supernatural powers. There's always room for great fun. It's on Netflix and you should check it out. And I'm going to end it right there because I have more shows I want to tell you about. So again, this is Ian Caleb, your binge-worthy guru, and I'm out. The Book of the Dead.